Jalen Hurts sat in Baltimore, the new install went untested, and the backups behind him managed 159 yards in a 24-7 loss. The one answer this preseason opener was supposed to produce went unproduced. In July, we said Philadelphia was the only team in its division whose profile pointed down. An 8-4 record in one-score games passed the line where history collects some of those wins back. An offense that ranked 15th and was elite only in the clutch buckets that don't repeat. And we translated Sean Mannion's whole job into one instruction: raise the layup floor. Last Sunday, we called it unchanged, because camp was showing the mechanism. Half the first team snaps from under center, motion everywhere, designed quarterback runs, while the regression flag sat untouchable by practice. We named three things to watch: Devonta Smith and Mekhi Lemon's hamstrings, Jonathan Greenard's activation, and the first preseason look at whether the new shell survives an unscripted opponent. The preseason opener came Saturday in Baltimore, and the Ravens won it 24-7. Hold the score loosely, because the third watch item is the story of the game. The test didn't happen. Jalen Hurts did not play. Lamar Jackson sat for Baltimore too, per the Associated Press. So the under-center, motion-heavy install remains exactly as untested against live opposition as it was a week ago. What played instead was the depth chart, and it managed 159 total yards and 6 first downs, per Ed Crax at SI's Eagles Today. Andy Dalton started and went 3 of 6 for 20 yards. Tanner McKee followed at 6 of 10 for 35. Ruben Frank at NBC Sports Philadelphia counted 77 yards across the 8 drives those two quarterbacked, and Brandon Lee Goten at Bleeding Green Nation scored the backup battle, no real separation. The only touchdown belonged to fourth-string rookie Cole Payton, the North Dakota State quarterback, who went 4 of 9 for 37 yards, ran 3 times for 45, and hit Eric Ezukanma from 6 yards out with 2:14 left. A fourth-quarter drive by a fourth quarterback against Baltimore's deepest reserves is August in its purest form, and we file it accordingly. The defensive film was livelier and cuts both ways. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., the depth chart camp story of last week's episode, kept his summer going: 5 tackles, 2 quarterback hits, and a sack, effective as a blitzer per Frank and Goten. Ty Robinson added a 7-yard sack, Keely Ringo made a diving end zone interception Goten called a tremendous catch, and Sean Wade broke up multiple passes and recovered a forced fumble. And still, the unit allowed 435 yards, 31 first downs, and 14 fourth quarter points to Baltimore's backups, per Frank. The less pleasant ledger: camp standout receiver Darius Cooper, whose diving grabs we filed last week under August Fun, caught 2 of 5 targets for 21 yards with drops, including a drive-ender, per Cracks and Goten. Cornerback Mac McWilliams led the team with 10 tackles while allowing 3 long completions and holding twice, per Cracks. Jacorian Bennett took a lower body injury on the opening drive, walked off under his own power, and didn't return. One quiet positive: Dontavion Wicks didn't dress, which Frank reads as Wicks being locked in as the second receiver. The practice week ran hotter than the game. Wednesday's session ended early after Fred Johnson and Moro Ojomo fought twice. The second time with Johnson tackling Ojomo below the knees, punches thrown, per Dave Zangaro at NBC Sports Philadelphia, and Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman addressed both players. Zangaro's absence list that day ran 9 deep, including starting corners Quinyon Mitchell with a glute issue and Cooper DeJean with a groin, and Saquon Barkley tweaked his left ankle late but appeared uninjured. When the offense did work, it looked like itself. Hurts threw red zone touchdowns to Dallas Goedert and Wicks, and McWilliams, again, intercepted him in 7-on-7s. Now the watch items, answered in order: Smith and Lemon back at practice? No, both were still out of team drills Wednesday and neither played Saturday. The split matters. Smith was running routes and cutting with a trainer before Tuesday's practice and is progressing toward a return, per Anthony DeBona at Athlon Sports. Mannion's review was, "Smitty's been awesome." While Lemon remains limited to catching off the jugs machine with no timetable, Sirianni offering, "Right now, how do we get him healthy?" Greenard's activation before cutdown? Vic Fangio settled that one himself. "No, we ain't gonna see him for another couple weeks, at least," per Vince Carey at the Northeast Times, which pushes the $100 million edge rusher near or past cutdown. The preseason test of the install? Postponed, as covered. Last week's Lane Johnson caveat at least resolved. He returned to practice on the 8th, per Josh Alper at NBC Sports Pro Football Talk. Does the July framing hold? Unchanged. The mechanism for outrunning the regression math is still installed, still unwatched under game lights, and still missing its top receivers, so nothing this week tested the projection in either direction. What would change it? Smith or Lemon taking actual team reps, and Hurts' first preseason drives behind the new shell? We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.